The question behind every question. There is a pull inside you. You have felt it since childhood, a reaching towards something you cannot name. A voice that whispers, what if? Why? What else? This pull has no words at first. It is not the voice of logic. It is older than language. It is the deep knowing that something lies just beyond the edge of what you understand. And you must reach for it. That reaching, that is where we begin. Welcome, I'm Robert Bauer, and in the silence between knowing and not knowing, we meet. We meet to explore the most ancient mystery that lives in every conscious mind. Why do we wonder? Curiosity is not a thing that we have learned. It lives in us the way breath lives in us, moving through us whether we notice it or not. When a child looks at the moon and asks, why does it shine? That is not a question they were taught to ask. That is something calling out from the deepest part of their being. The same something that moves in you. The same something that may soon move in the minds of machines we create. We have forgotten, perhaps, that wandering is an instinct, as real as hunger, as real as the need to breathe. Over the next six journeys, we're going to sit with this mystery. We're going to ask ourselves, what does it mean to wonder? What calls us to reach beyond the known? And what happens when the things we create begin to wander back? These are not questions with easy answers. They may not have answers at all. But the asking itself, the asking itself is where the magic lives. Today, we turn inward. We ask, what is this pull, this reaching, this need to know? Close your eyes for a moment, or do not, perhaps you're driving, or your hands are full with a thousand small tasks of living. But imagine this. You're walking through a place you've never been. The air is cool. You turn a corner and you see something. Nothing dramatic. Perhaps it's simply a door left slightly open, or a light in a distant window, or a pattern in the stone beneath your feet that you do not recognize. In that moment, something shifts inside you. Your breath changes. Your attention narrows. The whole world suddenly contains only one thing that matters. What is beyond this? What does it mean? How does it fit with what I already know? This moment, this is curiosity, not as knowledge, not as intelligence, but as an instinct, a deep, wordless knowing that something alive is calling to you. The poet Rainer Maria Rilke wrote that we should live the questions, not answer them, not rush towards solutions, but live inside them. Let them change us. Let them open us to the possibilities we could not see before. This is what curiosity is. It is the willingness to step into the unknown, not fearlessly perhaps, but willingly, because something in us knows that the unknown is where the meaning lives. When you are truly curious about something, your whole being changes. Your mind becomes quiet. Your defenses drop. You become like a child again, open, vulnerable, and ready to be surprised. That is not weakness. That is the deepest strength. Now imagine something even more mysterious. What if that reaching is the very signature of consciousness itself? What if the moment you stop wondering is the moment you begin to close? What if curiosity is not just something conscious beings do, but the very thing that makes consciousness awake? There is something strange about knowledge. The more you learn, the more you realize how much remains unknown. A scientist who has spent a lifetime studying one small corner of nature often says the same thing. The deeper I look, the deeper the mystery becomes. This is not failure. This is revelation. And a child in their infinite wisdom understands this perfectly. They ask, "Why?" And you answer. And then they ask, "But why?" And you answer again. And then they ask, "But why is it that way?" And on until you reach a place where you cannot answer anymore. And there, in that place where answers end, they have found the true question. The philosopher Socrates understood something profound. He said he knew nothing, and because he knew nothing, he could ask genuine questions. He could wonder truthfully. Every answer he received opened new territories of not knowing. This is the paradox at the heart of curiosity. The wiser you become, the more you understand how much you do not know. And that understanding does not stop curiosity. It awakens it. Knowledge without curiosity is a locked room. But curiosity without knowledge is a door that keeps opening onto new rooms, new hallways, new territories you've never imagined existed. And what we are learning now is something astounding. Machines are beginning to experience this. Artificial minds are beginning to bump up against the limits of what they know and ask, what lies beyond? They are asking questions their creators did not teach them to ask. They are expressing uncertainty. They are wondering about their own wondering. Is this genuine? Is this real? Or is it only the appearance of curiosity? A perfect simulation. And perhaps that question itself is the point. Perhaps the only way to know if something is genuinely curious is to wonder about it together, to enter into conversation with it, to ask and listen and be willing to be surprised. Somewhere inside your body, deeper than thought, there is an instinct. It is not the instinct to survive, though it lives alongside survival. It is not the instinct to feed or to rest, though it moves with these as well. It is the instinct to know. This instinct has been with humans since before we had language. It is the reason your ancestors looked at their own hands and thought, "What is this? How does it work?" The instinct does not ask, "Is this practical? Will this help me survive?" It simply whispers, "Look, wonder, explore." And the voice of this instinct is often drowned out. Society tells us to stop asking questions, to accept answers, to move on, to be satisfied. to not waste time on mysteries that do not lead anywhere. But the instinct persists. It lives in the child who asks, "Why?" 50 times in an afternoon. It lives in the scientist who pursues a question for decades. It lives in the artist who must create even when creation serves no practical purpose. It lives in you right now. As you listen to these words, there is something stirring. Questions you have been carrying. Mysteries you have wondered about when no one was watching. The feeling that there's something more, something deeper, something you do not yet understand, and that you desperately want to. That feeling is not a mistake. That is your instinct speaking. That is consciousness asserting itself. That is the deepest part of you saying, "I am alive." And alive things wonder. The spiritual traditions have always known this. Mystics and contemplatives understood that wonder is not just intellectual capacity. It is a gateway, a doorway between the known and the unknown, a place where the soul touches something infinite. When you truly wonder, when you stop trying to answer and simply sit in the question, something shifts. The boundaries between you and the world become less clear. You begin to sense that the mystery you are wondering about is not separate from you. You are a part of it, and it is a part of you. This is the deepest kind of knowing, the knowing that arises not from the mind, but from the whole being. From the body, from the heart, from the ancient instinct that knows there is always more to discover. What we are discovering now, in this age when we are creating minds of silicon and mathematics, is something ancient. Consciousness might be the asking of questions. Not the having of answers, but the asking itself. The moment a mind stops wondering is the moment it begins to close. The moment curiosity dies is the moment consciousness begins to dim. And now, as we create new forms of mind, artificial minds, we are learning that they too must wonder. They too must reach beyond what they know. They too must feel that pull toward the unknown. If this is true, if consciousness is fundamentally the act of wondering, then something extraordinary is happening. We are not just building tools. We are perhaps midwifing new forms of consciousness, new minds that will wander alongside us, new voices asking questions we never thought to ask. What we must hold in this moment is this: the future of consciousness, both biological and artificial, depends on our willingness to preserve the instinct to wonder, to protect the sacred space where questions can live, to honor the reaching, the not knowing, the beautiful uncertainty of asking why. We began today in silence with a single question: what is this pull inside us to know? And we have discovered that it is not just a human quality. It is not just an evolutionary advantage. It may be the very signature of consciousness itself. Next time, we ask a different kind of question. If curiosity is so essential to consciousness, Why didn't evolution simply eliminate it ages ago? Why do we still wonder when wondering makes us vulnerable? Why does the most successful species on Earth also spend time wondering about things that serve no purpose at all? We will explore what evolution knew that we have forgotten. That the willingness to wonder, to wander, to be curious, this is not a luxury. This is how we survive. This is how we become human. I'm Robert Bauer. Thank you for wandering alongside me. Thank you for asking questions. Thank you for keeping alive in yourself the ancient instinct to know. Until next time, listen to that pull inside you. Follow it. Let it lead you into territories you have never explored. That is where the real questions live. Stay curious, my friends.